So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or, if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Luke chapter 11 v 9-13. If you me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it cannot see him, neither do they know him. But you know him, for he dwells with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. John chapter 14 verses 15-18. Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that does not love me will not keep my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. John chapter 14 verses 23-26. But when the Comforter comes, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. And you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. John chapter 15 verses 26-27. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus made a promise that cannot be broken. Those who ask will receive, those who seek will find, and those who knock will see the door opened. But what the Father gives is far more than earthly provision. He gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. This is the greatest gift. God himself dwelling within those who love Christ and keep his word. The world cannot receive this Spirit, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But the followers of Jesus know him, for he lives with them and will be in them. The Spirit of truth, the Comforter, is not an optional part of the Christian life. He is essential. He teaches, reminds, testifies, and empowers. Jesus did not leave his disciples alone. He came to them in spirit, and through that spirit, the Father and the Son make their home within those who obey. This is the mark of true disciples. They love Jesus, keep his commandments, receive the Holy Spirit, and bear witness to him. The world may reject the Spirit, but his presence is the very proof of God's love and indwelling power. Therefore, let all who follow Christ ask, not for what perishes, but for the eternal gift, the Holy Spirit, who leads into all truth and glorifies the Son. Let them love him, obey him, and bear witness boldly, for the Comforter has come.